it's once again time to play Quiz!
Quiz is simple, quiz is fun. Quiz is the game for, quiz is the game for, quiz is the game for everyone.
Aren't those voices great? Ah, the wonder of pre-shrunk jeans.
Quiz is simple, quiz is fun. Quiz is the game for, quiz is the game for, quiz is the game
yeah,
for...
Yeah, right!
We liked it the first time.
And so to our game.
Because everyone is asking, who's in my lucky seat tonight?
Me.
Well, the news is, we have three lucky seats. Yes, no less than six smiling, happy buttocks are at this moment adoring my three seats of fortune. And that's because we have three male contestants
who all want tonight to win the coveted title of Sexist of the Series.
And what's your name?
David.
Now,
Duddy is very keen to become sexist of the series. His hobbies are chatting up girls and drinking beer. And he works in a garage where he enjoys leaving greasy thumbprints on nude calendars
and doing anything at all with a tool.
What's your name?
James.
James. James is a builder. In his spare time, he enjoys playing soccer and pool, reading Harold Robbins novels,
and getting his leg over.
There you go, James. Yes, and you with the bottle tan.
Robert.
Robert is a gym instructor.
He describes himself as very physical.
And he enjoys getting lots of exercise, mostly at night.
Plus pulling chicks and reading Screw magazine.
So, those are our three contestants who want to be sexist of the series! Okay. If you came home from work and found your wife had gone to bed feeling unwell, would you A, offer to cook a meal and take it up to her, B, call the doctor, or C, give her one? So far, so on to the next question. If your wife said she was bored at home, would you A, offer to look after the children twice a week so she could go out with her friends, B, suggest she enroll at night classes, or C, give her one? Correct again. You three guys really know how to treat women. Well, with the scores level, we're now into our tiebreaker. The final question. Is your favorite bedtime reading A, a poem, B, a spy thriller, or C, an historical biography? Hurry up, guys. Hurry up. Time's up! I am sorry. The answer is, of course, a poem. Because you can read it quicker and turn over to your wife. And give her one!
So, no winner.